Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah.
Wanna get away?
If you would like to get away, you've come to the right place. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com. They publish the Frommer Travel Guides, known around the country and around the world as a great resource for all things travel. We're going to talk today about some of the new routings, the best airfare surf sites, a little historical perspective on things, as much as we can cram into the next 5 minutes here on Good Day. Stand by.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Okay, it's a fact. Men die earlier than women, but have you ever wondered why? Here's the biological science of it. Of course, men are more likely to have accidents, but the resting metabolic rate of males is approximately 5% faster than females. In other words, over the course of a lifetime, a male's biochemical engine is running 1/20th faster than a female's engine. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, men wear out earlier. So for men to live as long or longer than women, it's important for men to take time to rest, to relax, and to try to express some emotion. Take a nap, play with your kids, watch a sad movie, love your spouse. Smelling the coffee earlier in life may just buy you time later on. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359- My TV.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com and the Frommer Travel Guides. The 10 best airfare surf sites. We started, I think we made reference to it last week a little, Pauline, but I think maybe we ought to give people some specifics.
And worst. We also talked about the ones that aren't so good anymore, and I think those are the ones that may surprise the people the most. On Frommers.com, we did an extensive study. I felt really badly for the freelance author we assigned this to because he had to do literally thousands of airfare searches, and you know who bombed out? Orbitz.
Really?
Orbitz is just not doing well anymore.
Are you surprised about that, Pauline?
No, I wasn't surprised because, you know, it's been up for sale forever. It just got bought by Expedia, and I think they, you know, they didn't know what was going to happen with it, and so they just didn't keep it up to snuff. Expedia and Travelocity, which is basically the same search engine now, they use exactly the same technology, they came in the middle of the pack. What was so surprising about this study, and we looked at buying airfare like months in advance and at the very last moment and on obscure routes and on common routes, what was so surprising was really obscure search engines that very few people are using did the best.
Really?
There's one called Momondo, M-O-M-O-N-D-O. It's a tiny search engine from Scandinavia. And it won in 18 of the 24 pairs of cities that we were searching for flights between.
So is it Momondo.com?
Momondo.com. And a nice thing about Momondo is, unlike a lot of the others, it doesn't use cookies. So that means it doesn't trace your search. A lot of us are paranoid that places that trace your search, that when you come back to them, they show you higher prices so they can get a bigger commission out of you. But Momondo doesn't do that. SkyScannerNet came in second, and they also did very well.
So, word to the wise, you know, instead of listing all of them here, just go to Frommers.com and see the research that Pauline and her father and her company have done, and then you can work for you. This Momondo sounds kind of interesting in and of itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's research you don't want to do yourself because it's really boring stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
We sat and did it.
The airlines are always expanding their footprints and going into areas where there is some seasonal need. How much of that are we going to see this year? The usual amount, more or less? What do you think?
We're seeing less. The airlines are being really, really careful about not expanding too much, which is what they've done in the past and why they've had to drop rates and give people discounts. Instead, they're only taking a chance on those routes that they think that are going to pay off.
I'm a frequent. I spend much of the winter in Los Angeles. Go back and forth from Boston to L.A. a lot, but I'll be doing Florida to L.A. Quite a bit this year. And I noticed last year, American added a couple of flights from Palm Beach to L.A. direct in the wintertime. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Must be that Palm Beach is doing well. You have to remember, Florida hasn't been hit by a hurricane in quite some time. So its visitation numbers are up.
Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.